Over the course of a career that spanned half a century, Glen Campbell sold more than 40 million records and scored more than 20 top 10 hits on the country and pop charts. He also acted in movies and hosted his own TV show. Glen Campbell died today after a well-publicized struggle with Alzheimer's disease. He was 81. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville has this remembrance of a session musician who became a star.
Glen Campbell's biggest hit topped both the pop and country charts in 1975.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song.
Campbell once said he didn't consider himself a country singer, but rather a country boy who sings. And historian John Rumble from the Country Music Hall of Fame says Campbell had something few do.
When he was on stage and started to sing, you knew there was a star on stage. I don't know how to explain it, because it's an aura, it's a feeling. You knew this was somebody special.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Long before he was a household name, Campbell was a studio musician in Los Angeles, part of the famous Wrecking Crew. He was a self-taught guitarist whose training consisted mostly of informal lessons in the lap of his Uncle Boo back in Arkansas. Campbell couldn't read music, but Rumble says he could play anything.
Glenn just fit right in. He was so doggone good.
We don't know for sure how many recordings Campbell made, because in the 50s and 60s, producers cloaked who actually played on the session. But he provided guitar parts for records by Jan and Dean, the Monkees, Frank Sinatra, and the Beach Boys. Campbell even became a Beach Boy for about 6 months, replacing frontman Brian Wilson on tour. Years later, Campbell joked about it in his own concert.
So little old lady from Pasadena. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
That's about the way it sounded. It was fun, but I didn't want to spend the rest of my musical career playing bass and singing the high part.
That career got off to a slow start, a few minor hits, but then he found a groove.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
A long-term collaboration began with songwriter Jimmy Webb, who says he grew up daydreaming about working with Glen Campbell. The two would become musical partners, and Webb says Campbell doesn't get enough credit for his contributions beyond performing.
Nobody compared with him when it came to picking a song and then arranging it. He left his stamp on whatever material he did.
Together, Webb and Campbell produced such top 40 hits as By the Time I Get to Phoenix and Wichita Lineman.
And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita Lineman is still on the line.
Campbell's chart success led to opportunities in film and TV, including a stint on network television. He hosted Glen Campbell's Good Time Hour. Guests ranged from actor John Wayne to the Monkees to his own family. The 12 siblings became source material for Campbell's well-known wit.
Dad said they come cheaper by the dozen. I guess Mom was hard of hearing, you know, and down on the farm there's not too much activity. He said, you want to go to bed or what? She says, what?
At the height of his fame, Campbell hit personal lows, divorces, and a drug and alcohol problem. His struggle with cocaine surprised those who knew him best, considering his Christian upbringing and outspoken faith. He got his life back in order and continued performing. Then in 2011, he announced he'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And instead of receding into the shadows, he planned a tour. For more than a year, he played shows around the country, backed by a band that included some of his children.
Introduce me, Dad.
Huh?
Introduce me.
I have. I got it right here. I had to write it down, or you would have got it first.
A teleprompter helped Campbell stay on track, though not always perfectly. Aside from the lyrics to his songs, the screen provided notes that he would occasionally read aloud, like play long solo here.
I'll play one then.
Campbell couldn't remember his kids' names and faces, but he could still feel out a fretboard and wow a crowd. Filmmaker James Keach directed a documentary, I'll Be Me, that chronicled the farewell tour.
He was completely embedded in this guy's psyche, and he'd done it since he was, 5 years old. It's his default, is that his hands will start doing that. That's his language. That's his first language, his music.
Keach says Glen Campbell never warmed up and never sang out of key. It was an unexpected blessing to Campbell's fans that his musical talent was one of the last things to go. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Never gonna hold you like I did. I said.